Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schutz for Yitam Tzvi Raphael Ben Dvoira Esther B'soch She'achol Yisrael. It's based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. We find in the Darkei Moshe and Tur Seif Simen Tov Chish Tzadi Vov a big chiddush in the Shaila of whether you're allowed to conduct a marriage ceremony on Purim. Some people want to ask out ein malvin simcha b'simcha, and in that the Darkei Moshe notes that he saw by gedolim that they made nesuim on Purim, and their answer was that it says v'samachta v'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha moed katneid be, not to get married. It's talking about yamim tovim, but not Purim. Purim it says mishta v'simcha, but not v'samachta v'chagecha. And the muvan of mishta v'simcha is b'chol ma sheyismach. Chach yesh boim mokum shel simchas purim. Yesh bo kiyum shel simchas purim. So when there's simcha, of nisuin, when there's simcha of marriage, so that's a kiyum of simchas purim. It's not b'nigud b'simchas purim. It's not against simchas purim. It's a kiyum of simchas purim. And that's what we're going to explain now. Psiyata Dishmaya. Rambam, Megillah 1:5 writes, Ein lecha dover shenitcha mikra Megillah miponov, chutz mi meis mitzvah. There is nothing that mikra Megillah is pushed off because of. Now, as mikra Megillah always takes preference, is always primary, except for a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah precedes kriyas ha-megillah. That's from the Gemara and Megillah, Daf 3b, that meis mitzvah is deicha megillah. Afal pichin miloshen ha-rambam, it's mashma, that there's a hadgasha of bedafka, ein lecha dover chutz mi meis mitzvah. V'shebekach hemet kan yichud, there's something unique about the meis mitzvah being doicha Megillah. Ein lecha dover shenitcha mikra Megillah mipanov, chutz mi meis mitzvah. I'd like to understand this interaction between meis mitzvah and mikra Megillah. It says, Vayavo Mordechai, explains the Gemara in this pasuk, shehever yom rishon shel Pesach betainis, that Mordechai made the first day of Pesach into a fast. And here is a very powerful nekuda, the yesod of this Yeshua. In all the Yeshuas, the Jewish people overcome with their zchuyos, or redeemed even without zchuyos, we're medalig on the zchuyos, but there's some relationship to our merits. Whereas in this Yeshua, Chazal, we find in Chazal, in the Mechilta, at the end of Parshas Bishalach, a taina that of Chalila Tiskayim Gzeras Kilyoin, mi yisha'er l'shmor Torah. This Gzeras Kilyon, the Jewish people are erased, Chas v'shalom, who's going to keep the Torah? Without the Jewish people, there's no Kiyum LaTorah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and there have to be Mekablei HaTorah, and those are the Jewish people. When the Nidon is Gzeres Klal Yisrael, when the Nidon is a decree to destroy the Jewish people, what's required is a unique reaction, which is different than the Cheshbonos of other Shois Tzorah. And we even see this Yisod Ledina. Three Averis, Yehorig Valyavo. And yet here, Esther went with Achashverosh, even though we're dealing with Gilei Arayis, because Hatzolas Kol Yisrael Shaini. Saving all the Jewish people is a different story. Al Gimel Averis, Yehorig Valyavo, but not here. Hatzolas Kol Yisrael Shaini. See Tosfos in Yuma 82b. And Ksubis 3b, Divrei Maaschil v'Lidrash. To save the Jewish people, it was permitted for Esther to do what she did. What is the explanation? Because without Knesset Yisrael, there's no Torah. Kiyum of Knesset Yisrael, the existence of the Jewish people, is the fulfillment and the preservation of the Torah. With this Taina, the Yeshua comes. You gave us the Torah. What's going to be with the Torah if the Jewish people are erased, Chas v'Shalom? And that's like the Taina of Yehoshua. V'hichrisu es shemeinu min ha'oretz u'matase l'shimcha ha'godol, if you erase our name from the earth, what are you going to do for your great name? Al mi yachol shimcha ha'godim lo aleinu. Who is your great name going to take effect on, if not on us? The Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Levrocha explained the following Gemara. Mordechai ben Yair, Sheheir Einem Shel Yisrael B'Tfilasa. He shined the eyes of the Jewish people in his tefillah. It's Mordechai ben Yair, ben Shim'i, Sheshamas Tfilasa. He heard his tefillah. Ben Kish, Shehiki Shal Shari Rachamim. He knocked the gates of mercy. Manet vasef behikish. In other words, it already says, Heir in Aim Shaisel betfilasa. And then it says, Sheshamal tfilasa. So what's added now with the Ben Kish? Shehikish al shari rachamim. He knocked on the gates of mercy. Once the tefillah is already listened to, what was added with the Ben Kish, Shehiki Shal Shari Achamim? Mordechai Ben Yair, Heir Einem Shal Yisrael B'Tfilasa. Ben Shimi Sheshamal Tfilasa. Ben Kish, Shehiki Shal Shari Achamim. What's added? Megillah 12b. When Mordechai wore the sack, when Mordechai was wearing sackcloth, Esther sent him clothing. Ein Lavo L'Shar HaMelech B'Lavush Sack. And Mordechai wasn't Makabel. So we have to understand, what was Esther thinking? As the Rosh Yeshiva put it, did Esther think that Mordechai is missing out on his kapote? He doesn't have a kapote, so she sends him a kapote. She understood definitely that Mordechai had a mahalach in this anhaga of wearing sack, of wearing sackcloth. Abazai, what is sending clothing going to help? Just there was an argument over here. Mordechai sent to be poiled by Achashverosh. Mordechai wanted her to do something by Achashverosh, speak to Achashverosh. She was not responsive to this until Mordechai said to her, Rebach v'atzala yamud la'yehudim mimokim acher. The Jews will be saved from somewhere else. And then she agreed to go. What made her agree to go? The Mahalach is as follows. There are two types of tefillas. There's tefillah b'derech tachanunim, supplicatory tefillah. And there's tefillah b'derech takifus, a tefillah of demand, of insistence. Like Choni Amigel, who said, I'm not leaving this circle until my request is fulfilled. Tainus 23a. When he said, Eini zaz mikan, he didn't intend, Choni Amigel, he's asking for rain, to sit there and say Tehillim until his bakash is fulfilled. But rather, he's making a demand. It's a tviya, takifus. It's a special tefila for someone who's roi lekach. That was the argument. Levisha Sisak is Derech Tachanunim. Knisa L'Shara Melech is Hachana L'Amida B'Fnei HaMelech. So you have to come with Big Day Malchus. Here there's a different type of tefillah. Koyer Shel Suk Tefillah Miyuchedes Zo Kabbalah Rak Achrei Sheshama Sheyesh Kan Mahal Shel Yeshua. כוח של סוג תפילה מיוחד זו קיבלה, רק אחרי ששמע שיש כאן מהלך של ישועה, בהכרח, בתקיפות, שוודאי תבוא, רווח והצור יעמוד ליהודים בכל אופן. אין כאן אפשרות אחרת. Mordechai was going with his big debt, with his sack. That's tefillah of tachanunim. That's supplication. And Esther didn't agree. Esther said, you're going to the king, you have to wear a big day malchus. You have to come with derech tel takifus, with power. So that was the vikuach. That was the argument between Esther and Mordechai. And when was Esther makabel? When Mordechai said, revach v'atzol yamud la'yehudim. In other words, now I know I can come before the king, b'derech shel takifus. Beforehand, there was only b'sachanunim yidah be'rosh. Mordechai was mischanein. Mordechai is wearing the sackcloth. And Esther said, oh, if that's the mahalach, I'm not masking. But then Mordechai says, revach v'atzol yamad le'yehudim, takifus. The second type of tefillah, tefillah of power. So she said, oh, there's also that. In addition to the tachanunim, there's also takifus. So Esther said, I'm on board, as they say today. When she saw that it's takifus, revach v'atzel, we're going to be saved no matter what. And she said, all right, I'll come before the king. So, hey, reinem b'tfilasoi. So he lightened our eyes with his tefillah. Shem heard the tefillah, but there's also hikish al delosas, as he knocked on the door, there's takifus. And that's also included in the tachanunim, in the big day sack, in his supplications, in his sackcloth. And that's the chiddush of Mordechai, he did both. Hei reinem shel Yisrael. He lightened the eyes of the Jewish people with his tefillahs. And he also knocked on the gates of heaven. Takifus, with this power, with this insistence. The Shnei Sugim, the two types of tefillah, the two categories of tefillah. Kanim keni amalach achir shenemar bo v'yavor Mordechai. Legzor tainis b'yom tov shel Pesach. So Mordechai was gozer a tainis on the yom tov of Pesach. Kach amru chacham shemordechai shalach la. והרי בהם בגימל ימים של צום, ימים ראשון של פסח. אמרו לו, זוקן שבישראל, אם אין ישראל, למה הוא פסח? מרדכי said to fast, on Yom Tov, on Pesach, can you imagine? So the Chachamim tell us that Mordechai sent her a message. In these 3 days of Tzom, one of them is going to be Pesach. So this elder said, Mordechai said, if there's no Jewish people, what do we need Pesach for? And she said to him, elder of the Jewish people, if there's no Jewish people, what do we need Pesach for? Mordechai was reluctant to make this fast on Pesach that Esther wanted. V'rebehem yom rishon shel Pesach, there's going to be Pesach falling out over here. So she said, you elder, if there's no Jewish people, what is Pesach going to help us? So Mordechai listened and he was Moide Ve'avor Mordechai. Esther Rabbah 8:7, see also Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer in the 50th chapter. Ve'avor is Miyuchad Lakan. K'mo she'nemar Me'er Purim Ve'lo Yavor. Is a choik Ve'lo Yavor K'tover Nitzchi Yavshe B'lav Achi. Azoy Dav Zayin, Kach Tzich Liyot. It has to be that way. So to on the Yisr Tainus of Yom Tov, Vayavor alav shenitcha mipnei avalo yavo. In other words, there was a Vayavor, we passed over Pesach, we mevatel that, because of the lo yavor, that the Jewish people shouldn't pass over, we should exist. She called him, Esther called Mordechai, Zaken Shebi Yisrael. You're an elder. You have to remember that Pesach is only because of the Jewish people. You're a wise man. You have to understand that. These days must be. It has to be lo yavor. There's no, you can't be mevatel kabbalas haTorah, haidei tanis oines, because we are mekabel the Torah once again. The Gemara, and therefore there's no tanis oines that we were forced the first time. Choyk v'lo yavor. So that's the theme over here, the v'lo yavor. Yavor, Mordechai passed over Pesach because of Elo Yavor, because Purim has to be forever, the Jews have to be forever, Kabbalah Satorah has to be forever. Gemara in Megillah 13b, after it's learned from this Tzara, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Makdim Refu'ah L'Maka, Ishkan Shorash Leotan Agaki Baal Korchacha Haitza Metuchnenet, Sheishkan Hatzala Muchrachat Merosh. והצהרה הבאה רק לגלות ההכרחיות הזאת, למד על גזירה זו שנמנעת בעצם, אז כניש זין. קדוש ברוך הוא זמקדם, we see in the Gemara and Megillah Yud Gimel Amud Beis, קדוש ברוך הוא זמקדם רפואה למכה. It has to be, הקדוש ברוך הוא had it all planned out from the beginning. Put Esther in the office, make sure everything's going to be worked out beforehand, that the Jewish people are saved. Because there can't be, Jewish people can't be destroyed. Can't be, as can is Zion. It says about Megillah, that Megillah is Divrei Shalom ve'emes. Zok de Gemore, ke'amita shel Torah, like the truth of Torah. The Selashon of Amita shel Torah is explained that all the Nevi'im are going to be Mizbatel, except for Chamisha Chamshei Torah. And Hilchas Torah Shebaal Peh, and Megillah's Esther, Ram at the end of Hilchas Megillah. Because all the Nevi'im were given, fi yizman v'atzerech. But the emes of Torah is nishtazai. Lehefech. The whole mitzius is lefiat Torah. Stako boi reisu bro alma. So the Nevi'im are for the sake of the temporary needs. But the emes of Torah, the whole reality is established based on Torah. And therefore, Chamushim Chamshei Torah will never be erased. And Hilchos Torah Shebaal will never be erased. And Megillas Esther. Because this has to be v'lo yavor. We'll never pass over. Kol ha'moadim asidim lizbatel b'nei shekol moed hu al Yeshua misuyemes v'yov v'zman she'oysa inya b'gedel tofel. All the moadim are going to be misbatel because every moed is for a certain Yeshua. And there's going to be a time that that inyan is going to be b'gedel tofel. It's going to be subordinate. We're going to have a greater Yeshua in the future. That's the other Moadim, those, because those were temporary measures. But the Torah is eternal. It's not Lufi HaTzarech V'Hashah, it's not what tells Klal Yisrael, Makami HaTorah V'Kiyumo. It's not Tzarech HaShah, it's not going to be Tofa Lassid Lava. It's part and parcel of the most basic building blocks of creation, that there be the Jewish people. And we go back to the Rambam. Ein Lecha Dovo. Shenitcha mipnei mikra megillah, shenitcha mikra megillah miponov, chutz mi meis mitzvah. This lashon shows us that there's a specific yichud, there's something special about mikra megillah. Mikra megillah, yefshel shemikra mikra megillah yenitcha miponov. Ein lecha dovor shenitcha mikra megillah miponov. There is nothing that Mikra Megillah is superseded by, except for Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah is the only exception. And why Meis Mitzvah? Yes, the Gemara says, because of Gadol Kovod HaBrius Shedoich Eloi Sasi Shebetoiro. It's a Moira de Kizach. Kovod HaBrius is doicha lois seisha b'toira. It's doicha Shabbos Aveda. So it's even doicha this. So in other words, you see the chshivas of Kavod HaBrius. Because we're talking about Mikra Megillah. Nothing is pushed away from Mikra Megillah. Nothing supersedes Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. It's our being, it's our salvation. Purim is v'lo yavor, it's eternal. Ein l'cha davar shenitcha Mikra Megillah mipanav chutz mimeis mitzvah. Because it says v'lo yavor, es ken nishta ribel gein, except for meis mitzvah. Ki ein ze b'mikra yakudavar tzdodi. אלא מבני שכאן עוסקים עם כובד הבריאס והצלם אלוקים. ואליו ניתנה הכל. בלי אדם אתם מי יקיים הכל. There's no person, there has to be a person. Those are the basics. There's no person, there's nothing to talk about, there's nowhere to start. So there, Mikra Megillah pushes off everything else for lo yavor, except for כובד הבריאס. אדם אתם. Human dignity. And therefore, in the Simchas Yeshua of Purim, Nikba Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Lo V'Samachta B'Chagecha or Be'ezeh Dabar Kolshu. Eliyot B'Matzav Shel Simcha Stam. HaSimcha Shelani B'Atzmeinu V'Kiyumeinu Simcha Sachayim. That's what the Simcha of Purim is. Simcha Sachayim, that we're alive. That's the Simcha of Purim. We're alive. So any simcha, mishenichas adar marbin b'simcha, doesn't say what? Simcha stam, simcha that we're alive. Shalosani goy, we're a Jew. We're Jews. And that's the darkei Moshe. The simcha of Purim is b'chol ma sheyisma. And there's no shash of marbin simcha b'simcha. Here the simcha is on the very fact that we have mayonos of simcha mimokar achayim. Sheino yachasi lezman mesuyim alekinyan mesuyim. And even Simchas Nesu'in, I think Simchas Nesu'in is the Simcha of Chaim, Hemshech HaChaim, Binyan HaChaim, Binyan HaDayad, that's Gufa, the Inyan. But there's no Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can argue that it's the same Simcha as Purim, the Simcha of Kiyum, the Simcha of our Nitzchis. But it says, V'samachta B'chagecha, and not B'ishtecha, but here it doesn't say, here it's Dam Simcha. And the Simchas Nesu'in stems very nicely, dovetails very nicely with the Yisod of Simchas HaPurim. No, Advarim He'iru Baruch Hashem, we learned numerous Yisodas, two types of Tefillah, Tefillah Hakifos, Tefillah Tachanunim. V'yavor Mordechai, he passed over the first day of Pesach, Esther told him he has to do it. No Jews, there's no Pesach. That's why Esther had to sleep with Achashverosh. Even though it's Gilei Arayis, Hatzolus Kol Yisrael Shaini, saving all the Jewish people. She has to do it. B'chrisu Hashemeinu Menorot Matas El Shemcha Gadol, we do with your great name. Who's your Shem Gadol going to be Chalan if not for the Jewish people? We saw these two tefillas in Heir HaNeim Shel Yisrael, that's the tefillah of Tachanunim. And Hikish al Shari Rachamim. He knocked the gates, that's the Tefillah of Takifus. And he was wearing a sack, that's Tachanunim. Esther sent him clothing. What? He lacked a kapata? No, she was saying you have to come B'derech Malchus, B'derech Tviya, B'derech Tkifus. And then when he said Rebech Vatzal, she said, all right, I'm on board with that, let's go for it. Tkifus. Nothing is pushed away from Mikra Megillah because Lo Yavol, it's eternal, the Jewish people are eternal. Except for Meis Mitzvah, except for Kavod HaBrius, Divrei Shalom V'Emes, Mikra Megillah. It's Emes, it's not just something's money. It's not for the needs of the time. Nu, Mor Rabbeisai. Advarim B'Emet, Hayu Zakim U'Beirim K'Kochavim Azhirim, Meirim K'Sapirim, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.